Mem Flaherty came hurtling in and relieved Girdle of two glasses, which she quaffed instantly.
A jolly loud hurrah for summer, what? Joy and happiness to all you bounders who never woke me to say this was being served. Oh, I say, guardy old lad, this is absolutely toodle-pip. Well done, sir. Congrats.
Formal Urn scuttled in and seized the last glass as Mem was about to reach for it.
Your good health, sir and marms. A summer bees here.
Friar Gooch bowed to the abbot.
Breakfast in the orchard, I think. Hey, father?
Apodemus beamed.
Why, certainly, friar. Where else on such a day? I can't think of a more pleasant place.
Mem Flaherty interrupted.
Only after you've sat in the great hall and dealt with those dastardly dibbons who are on abbot's report, sir, what?
The abbot's face fell. He disliked dealing out sentences, particularly to dibbons. Skipper saw this and provided an instant solution to the problem.
What a miserable thing on the first day of summer. Bring him up to the orchard. Poor little tykes. I was a dibbon myself, you know. We all were once.
The nurse cast a jaundiced eye upon the otter chief.
Perish the thought. You a dibbon.
She shuddered. Every beast laughed at the indignant expression on Skipper's face. Seizing his otter friend's paw, the abbot hurried him off to the orchard gladly.
Thanks for getting me out of that task, you sensible ex-dibbon. My, my, but you have grown, haven't you?
Beneath shady fruit trees, mottled by sunshine and shadow, Redwallers chattered merrily as they breakfasted at the long trestle tables and forms, which had been set up in the orchard by Logalog and his Gowsum shrews, who were enjoying a prolonged stay at Redwall. Freshly scrubbed and wearing clean smocks, the dibbons were shepherded by Mem into their abbot's presence. Adopting an attitude of mock severity, Apodemus sat back, looking over the top of his spectacles at the two lines of apprehensive infants. He shook his head several times.
What in the name of fur and whiskers am I to do with you, eh? Deary me, what have you got to say for yourselves?
Turfy the mouse babe stared hard at the ground.
Ruggum and Bickle says, you gonna chop off us tails? It's not fair. Rube be a mole babe and him got a little tail. But I be's a mouse babe with a long tail. Not fair, father habit.
Apodemus weighed this statement, scratching his whiskers.
I take your point. What would you do with these villains, Skipper?
Brandishing his javelin and scowling savagely, the big otter confronted the trembling miscreants.
Do with them, sir? Do with them? Why, I'd make the rogues dance twice round these tables singing bumblebee soup. That's what I'd do, and serve them right for their horrible crimes.
The sentence was greeted with wild applause from the dibbons.